This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Flights across the nation are experiencing delays due to a computer outage at the Federal Aviation Administration. The flight tracking site FlightAware shows more than 300 delays at Denver International Airport, 20 in Colorado Springs. There have been at least 3,000 delays across the country. Travelers should check their flight status before heading to the airport. The FAA says flights should now be returning to normal. Coloradans could be voting on another major housing proposal in November. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
A proposed ballot initiative would put a fee on any real estate sales over $200,000 and spend the money on attainable housing projects focused on people with average incomes. The measure's backers haven't revealed themselves. Only their lawyers' names are listed in public documents. The state's title board approved the language of the measure. If there are no legal challenges, the next step would be to collect more than 100,000 signatures to make the ballot. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
State lawmakers begin a new session in a tougher fiscal situation and no federal money to bolster the state budget. CPR's Benta Berklin reports.
A potential recession and no more emergency pandemic federal relief mean tighter state spending. Democratic Senator Rachel Zunziger chairs Colorado's powerful Joint Budget Committee, which drafts the state budget. She says the big challenge will be to spend less.
Because we have no money this year.
Colorado's Constitution requires lawmakers to pass a balanced budget each year. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
Reports to the anonymous student reporting system Safe to Tell were down in December. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The latest data show reports decreased about 19% when compared to November. Decreases are common when students are on holiday or summer breaks. The program received more than 1,600 reports last month. December reports included a student selling drugs to other students at school and a student pointing a toy gun at other students. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.